And welcome back to Give Me the Bible, the program brought to you by the Mineral Springs Church of Christ. My name is Pastor Vance Trefethen. I'm here along with Pastor Mike, also from the Mineral Springs Church. Glad you're here, Mike.
Glad to be here.
And along with Alex Newman from Norcross, Georgia, our preaching intern. Thanks for being here, Alex.
Yeah. Good to be back again.
All right. This time we're going to be continuing in our study of the topic of faith. We're going to pick up kind of where we left off on the last time. We talked about earlier about what faith is and what it does and how it works. Talked about why it's important to seek God. We talked about Cain and Abel last time and the distinction that the Hebrew writer makes between the two in the way that they offered to God different kinds of sacrifices, but one was accepted, one was not. Then we started talking about Noah and the actions that he took by faith and the fact that he was found righteous, found acceptable by God based on the challenging things that he was asked to do, but yet he did them by faith. We're going to move on to the next example that the Hebrew writer gives in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. Which is the story of Abraham and Sarah. In Hebrews 11:8, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Now we'll stop there. We'll pick up with Sarah later on after we finish with Abraham. But I want to start again by noticing this important aspect of this, which is Abraham is called on to do something. The opening line of verse 8 says, "By faith Abraham obeyed." Now that's an interesting way to open up a subject of faith, isn't it? Because Mike, isn't it true that a lot of people have the idea that faith is only just a feeling we have in our heart and that's the end of it?
It is, but this obviously speaks something different than that, because Abraham's obedience is the result of his faith.
And it also entails a lot of what happens through the rest of this chapter as well, is that people who are faithful, it says they're faithful, and then it talks about what they did to express their faith. So, I mean, as much as we want to, you know, reduce faith to this feeling, faith is as much action as it is believing. And Abraham is a very good example of that.
Sure. I think if you look at really all the examples here in chapter 11, what you'll find is that in every case, it says by faith, they did something. It wasn't just by faith, they felt something. It was by faith, they did something. So that's a real challenging message that people need to hear more of, is that by faith, you do something. Not just by faith you feel something. We get past that opening line then, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was to go." Now, that brings up this issue that the Hebrew writer raised at the beginning of the chapter. We've talked about it before, which is this idea of stepping into the unseen. What does Abraham have to do that involves stepping into the unseen?
I don't know that I don't want to be in his shoes, because anytime we go somewhere, we know the destination.
Yeah.
I might not know exactly what the destination looks like, but I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
He didn't know either.
Yeah.
He didn't know what it looked like. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know where God was leading him to go. And so he had to take God by faith that God would lead him to the place he needed to be. He wasn't going to start out going where God says go. God says go to this place, and he's going to end up somewhere else because he took a wrong turn. God's going to guide him to go to the proper place, and he had to depend on God for that.
Okay. Alex, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, just like Mike, I would not want to be in this situation. Not only was he just being sent in a place where he had no idea where he was going, but he was leaving town where all his family was,
yeah,
where all the comfort he was, where like the possessions were, and he basically left to live in tents and just be a complete nomad. And the amount of faith that would take to just head out into the desert following God is just one of the most tremendous showings of how powerful faith can be if you truly believe it and act on it in the Bible.
Okay, very good. And you know, if we took a parallel of that to our lives today, isn't it true, gentlemen, that faith calls upon us to begin a journey to a destination that is unknown? You can't find a home in heaven with God on a GPS or a Michelin road atlas. It's not there. Okay. Abraham didn't have either one of those either. He was going to some mysterious land that God was telling him about, but he had no travel brochures. He had no map. He had no GPS like you talked about. Here we are sitting in, to some extent, the same position in the sense that we have been told, here's this land off in the distance that you're going to go to, that I'll get you to, but you have to trust me to get you there. and you have to follow what I'm telling you, follow my directions. And not only that, you have to leave behind all the stuff that's not going to help you get there. Mm-hmm. How much faith does that take to leave that behind?
It takes a lot. I mean, you want to have something that's sure.
Yeah.
And we think that the things in this life are sure. And that there might be a certain degree of surety with some of them. But as we talked about in an earlier program, all of those things are going to pass away. All of them are not going to do us any good in the time when we are claiming that home in heaven God's prepared for us. So we go in faith, knowing that that destination is there, that He is leading us to. And Abraham did the same thing. He went in faith, knowing that the place was there and God was going to lead him to it. We have to do the same thing. We have to go in faith, knowing that God will lead us in some way to that destination of heaven. And God has given us, as you said, we don't have the atlas, but we do have a roadmap, mm-hmm. and it's found in the pages of the Bible.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no photographs in there that show us here's what you're going to experience, you know, when you serve God, here's what it'll be like, you know, but it's not there. Alex, talk about that giving up. You mentioned this, Abraham had to give up his previous lifestyle. Don't we have to do the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're in the world and we finally decide to come to a relationship with God, there's so much that we have to change about our lives in a fundamental way. If you're coming straight out of the world, you may have to give up some of the habits that you have, mm-hmm. but those are the things that you're comfortable with. That's why they become habits. It's what you're just so used to. And breaking those habits and breaking that comfortability is one of the biggest leaps of faith you're ever going to take, because you have to understand that your comfort can no longer be in those things of the world. It can no longer be in your past life, but it has to be in God. And He gives you the true comfort that truly lifts you up.
Okay. And the reason that someone would be motivated to do that is because they believe there's a reward that makes it worth it to do that. Abraham didn't have to give up a sinful lifestyle, but he had to give up the lifestyle that he had, which may have been a decent lifestyle, but yet living in the city, wherever he was in the land in Babylonia, to give that up, walk away from family members, walk away from his home, walk away from whatever he was doing, comfortable lifestyle, leave that all behind and go off on a journey into the unknown. And we face that as well. And that's why I think Abraham is a really powerful example at so many levels of his life that says, okay, we are going to have to step away from that comfort zone, that comfortable lifestyle or whatever we've been used to, when we receive the message from God, which He speaks through His Word to us today. When we read the Bible, when we discover this is what God has called me to do and called me to be, I may have to leave behind. I may have to leave family behind, Mike. Mm-hmm. What if my family doesn't want to go on that journey to heaven?
And that is a proving of our faith again. That, you know, how strong is your faith? Are you willing to follow God to the extent that you have to give up these things? And even as you said, you know, you may have your family may shun you.
Yeah.
Or you may have to give up in essence your family because they're not living that life.
Yeah. And that could be a lot of things. It could be possessions, it could be family, it could be lifestyle, like you mentioned, Alex, things mm-hmm. that maybe lifestyle that I enjoy doing. If I didn't enjoy doing, I wouldn't be doing it. Okay. But if it's not the way God would have me to live, I have to walk away from it and turn that away. We're going to take a break in just a moment. You're listening to Give Me the Bible, brought to you by the Mineral Springs Church of Christ. Thank you for being with us today. We'll talk to you in just a moment after we come back from our break. Give Me the Bible is brought to you by the Mineral Springs Church of Christ that meets at 6403 Waxaw Highway. That's North Carolina Route 75, just west of beautiful downtown Mineral Springs, North Carolina. It's a congregation of New Testament Christians that invites you to meet with us and worship with us and study the Bible with us whenever you can. We look forward to seeing you at the Mineral Springs Church of Christ. Thank you for joining us on Give Me the Bible. And welcome back to Give Me the Bible. This program is brought to you by the Mineral Springs Church of Christ that meets at 6403 Waxaw Highway. That's North Carolina Route 75, just west of beautiful downtown Mineral Springs, North Carolina. We would love to hear from you. If you have questions or comments about our program or a Bible question that you would like us to talk about on the air, you can contact us at mineralspringschurchofchrist.com. There's a button there you can click to send us an email. We'll be happy to hear from you and even answer your question on the air. Our topic is faith, and we're delving deeper into Hebrews chapter 11 with the story of these Bible characters, these men and women of faith that are mentioned by the Hebrew writer to exemplify his principle that faith is the conviction of things not seen, an assurance of things hoped for, and something essential to drawing near to God, that we have to believe that He is and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. That's what the Hebrew writer says, and he gives examples of people who did exactly that. We've been talking in our program today about Abraham and how by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was to go. And we talked about that's really the big challenge, is that sometimes God calls upon us to leave behind things in the past and go to a destination that we have not seen before and really can't know very much about, but we have to trust Him that it's there and it's worth going to. Along the way, now let's talk about Abraham's journey. We talked about why he started out on the journey and the fact that he's going to this unknown destination. Look at verse 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Mike and Alex, give me some feedback on this. Isn't it true that Abraham and Sarah are facing a lot more challenges and hardships along the way than they would have faced had they simply said, no thanks, God, we'll just stay here in Babylonia. Everything's fine the way we are. We don't need what you're offering.
Yeah, it would be easier to just sit where they were and just live the comfortable life that they had. We talked earlier about comfort and just how easy it would have been to stay where they knew everything that was going on. They had their possessions and everything, and they had their family around them. It would have been easier to just stay. But rather, they pursued something that God had set for them, something that was beyond great, much greater than whatever they could have in the town that they were living in. And going on to the next verse, talking about the foundations that God has set, can you imagine the same person who created the planet with His words, just how incredible a place would be that God builds for them? And just Abraham wanting to, you know, truly pursue that and living like that, it seems like it would be something obvious to do, of course, but it takes a giant jump of faith because he's leaving everything that he knew. And that's such a big part of Abraham's life.
Okay. Mike, doesn't Abraham face challenges the same way we do, that we face challenges in, the decision to become a Christian and to take that step of faith to begin the journey to a land that's unseen, but we're going to encounter hardships that we would not have encountered had we not made that step. Isn't that right?
It is. Just because we are doing our best to follow God does not eliminate all the hardships from our lives. They're still going to be difficult things. God allows us to live our lives, and we can make good choices and bad choices and good and bad judgments, and that's going to affect the way our lives turn out, of course. But if we are truly committed to God, if we are going to take that step of faith and take that journey that He wants us to take, knowing that we have an ultimate reward, then we're going to do everything that we can to live the way that God directs us to live. And so when our faith is called upon to follow, then we have to follow the things that God has set for us. If we don't, then we're not going to have that destination.
One of the challenges that chapter 11, verse 9 says that they faced, besides living in tents, but I think that's a challenge too, although I guess for them, technologically, it might not have been as big a step down as it would be for us. He didn't have an air-conditioned, centrally heated home, and you know. So going from my home to a tent would be a big step. Maybe from his home to a tent, it was still a step down, I suspect. But that aside, the fact that you're traveling through this unknown area, you're living in tents where you could have had a comfortable house that you're used to. If he wanted to live in tents, he could have always abandoned his house and gone off to live in tents. The fact that he wasn't living in tents before indicates that had to be a challenging step for him, because he would have already been doing that if he'd wanted to. But then he talks about living in tents as in a foreign land, sojourning in the land as a foreigner. I can tell you from firsthand experience what that feels like, because I've been there. I lived in a foreign country for 4.5 years most recently. And there was always a sense that you knew that you didn't fit in completely here. You could hear the, obviously the language is different. Now, I could speak their language, but it was a challenge because it isn't my native language. And so I had to work hard to try to understand what they were saying. Their customs and practices and laws were different. And so I had to always try to figure out what was going on. It was very frequently not easy. There were a lot of challenges. Isn't that the same way that we find ourselves? If we're truly serving God, Alex, isn't it true that we are, in some sense, strangers in a foreign land?
Oh, yeah. The Christian life is all about pilgrimage. And it's all about understanding that, you know, even though we're here and we're trying to do our best to follow God, that what our goal is heaven. So, you know, we can't sit here and live in a giant house and expect that to be exactly what we have. We have to live our lives like we're living in tents, because we understand that everything that we have is passing away. And what's truly eternal and what we're truly living for is in a different place. And our home is not here.
Aren't the people around us, Mike, like strangers and foreigners? And I'm not talking about Union County or North Carolina. I'm talking about spiritually. Aren't they strangers and foreigners? If you're trying to serve God and everybody else isn't, doesn't that make you a little strange?
It does. And, you know, the scriptures speak to that God's followers are, one version says, a peculiar people, a different people than the rest of the world. And he tells us, to not be a part of the world. We are in the world, but we can't be a part of the world. Having said that, we have to realize, too, that you know, as you were in a foreign country, that was your living in tents. That was not a permanent dwelling. Mm-hmm. And so when Abraham is in these tents, he's not in a permanent dwelling, but the verse that we've already mentioned, that he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, he's looking for something permanent, and God can provide that.
Okay, very good. And that goes back to the challenge we talked about earlier about what's off in the distance. And is this sojourn, is this feeling different than the rest of the people around us, stepping down our lifestyle, changing our lifestyle, is it really worth it? Do we have that kind of faith to say, well, I'm going to endure these hardships. I'm going to accept being different from the rest of the world. I'm going to accept the fact that my lifestyle has to be different from what it used to be. But I will do that because there is something off in the distance that has been promised to me. I've never seen it, but I think it's worth it. And I'll make these sacrifices because God has offered me something off in the distance that, even though I can't see it, I have faith that it's really there. Well, those are the challenges that Abraham faced. And oddly enough, and the reason it's in the Bible is because folks like you and me, we face those same challenges here today as we try to live the way we should. Well, the challenge then, and of course, the writer there mentions Isaac and Jacob, his son and grandson of Abraham, heirs with him of the same promise. They were following the same path. And I want to skip ahead a little bit just to one comment that's at the kind of later on in chapter 11, where it talks about the fact that these people had the option to change their mind, that they did not have to endure this if they didn't want to. They could have given up at any moment that they would have chosen. And that's in chapter 11 and verses 14 and 15. When we come back to the break, we'll talk about those verses. We'll talk about how the journey that we make at every step, it isn't just a one-time decision. There is a one-time decision involved in deciding to serve God. But then it's a series of day-to-day decisions that we make every day thereafter. It isn't just one time and you're done and your ticket's punched and you're on the train to heaven. There's a daily decision we have to make of, are we going to continue in faith or are we not? We'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to Give Me the Bible, a program brought to you by the Mineral Springs Church of Christ. Hi, this is Pastor Vance with the Mineral Springs Church of Christ. New Testament Christianity, can it be found today? It certainly can. The Mineral Springs Church is trying our very best to practice Christianity the way the apostles taught it in the New Testament times. We invite you to come join us. We meet at 6403 Waxaw Highway, that's North Carolina Route 75, just outside the beautiful downtown Mineral Springs, North Carolina. We meet on Sundays at 10 o'clock for Bible study, 11 o'clock for worship, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for Bible study. It's a warm, friendly congregation, and we invite you to come study and worship with us. And welcome back to Give Me the Bible. The program is brought to you by the Mineral Springs Church of Christ that meets at 6403 Waxaw Highway. That's North Carolina Route 75, just west of beautiful downtown Mineral Springs, North Carolina. We'd love to see you on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Bible study or 11 o'clock for worship. You can also contact us on our website at mineralspringschurchofchrist.com. We'd love to hear from you. There's a button you can click there to send input into our program. Send us an email with that button. If you have any questions or comments about our program, or you'd just like to learn more about our church or about the Bible, please feel free to contact us. If you have a question you'd like answered on the air, we'd be happy to do that. Mike and Alex are with me. This is Pastor Vance from the Mineral Springs Church of Christ. We're talking about faith, and we're talking about the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as the Hebrew writer explains it in Hebrews chapter 11, the story of them traveling in a foreign land, living in tents, looking for the promise. Before the break, I mentioned that we were going to look, kind of jump ahead a little bit in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the point where all of these people who are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 had the option that they could have given up had they wanted to, that their faith was not just a one-time decision, a one-time commitment, but in fact it was an ongoing daily choice that they had to make every day. If you skip ahead a little bit to Hebrews 11 verse 13, it says, "These all died in faith, not having received what was promised, but having seen it and greeted it from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one." One of the key things here is that when we talk about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as they were traveling through this foreign land, looking for the promise, looking for God to fulfill these things that were off in the distance, that they could not see and did not, perhaps did not fully understand. Every day, the Hebrew writer says they could have made the decision to give up and go back. They would have had opportunity to return, to just go back home and say, you know what, it's not worth it. The trials and the living in tents and all that stuff and waiting for things to happen that were off in the distance, it's too much. We give up. We're just going to go home and not continue to serve God anymore. Gentlemen, don't we face that same choice every day in our lives? You become a Christian at one particular day in your life, and then what? Then what happens?
I think it's a real testament to how much consistently has to go into a Christian life. Because, I mean, like Abraham, he had the opportunity to go back over and over again, depending on, you know, if he felt like the trials were too tough. But just like in our Christian life, God, from the very beginning, demands that we, you know, follow him in everything. And if we, at some point, decide, wow, this is way too tough for us, then we can go back at any point. But like Abraham, we should be seeking the reward that's far greater than any trial that that the world could give to us. That we're seeking something that is so much more profound and more beautiful than anything this world could ever provide. And if we go back on that, then we're settling for something that's not even, that pales in comparison to what we could have.
Okay. Mike, isn't it a daily challenge that we have to face, that we have? We always have the option to go back, don't we?
We do, and it's something that we have to keep in the forefront of our mind, what we're working for, what we're living toward. And otherwise, if we lose sight of that, if we lose sight of the reward, the end, then it's easy to say, well, you know, it's not worth it. I'll give up. But if we look faith to that reward that's ahead of us, then it makes it easier. Not to say that it's always easy, yeah. But it does make it easier to say, yeah, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep pushing toward that end.
Okay. And isn't that decision of whether we give up or whether we keep on heading toward that unknown destination is really a measure of our faith? If our faith is strong, mm-hmm. if it's everything that the Lord would want it to be, then each time a trial or a problem comes along, we don't say, well, I think I'll give up. We say, well, all right, this is happening, but what I have to look forward to is worth it. And isn't it true that the trials may escalate? The challenge is, okay, one little thing comes along, okay, fine, I can deal with that. Something harder comes along. Uh-oh, do I have enough faith to deal with that? Something harder comes along. Do I have enough faith to deal with that? At some point, there's going to be trials that are going to be very hard to accept. There's going to be difficulties that are going to say, well, I don't know if this is really worth it or not. How do we get through those?
That is a problem. However, that shows the importance, too, of increasing our faith and being ready for those times. If you don't do anything about your faith, if you just let things go as they will, then when those difficult times come, you may not have a chance of making it through. But if you have increased your faith by making it through the smaller trials, as you said, then your faith is going to continually grow. And when those difficult times come, they won't be as difficult to make it through.
Okay. Alex, you had a comment.
In the Bible, it speaks about how for every trial that God has made a way of escape for us.
Okay.
So when we go through times where our faith is tested, we have to understand that, you know, we can go as far as we can go, and then God will